From Spark and Anvil and Cube Sensei, this is Look, in Chapter 1 of the Cube Sensei cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Look was a small owl who wore a chunky dojo vest. A tiny magnifier charm dangled from his neck. He was always scanning the room, his head tilting this way and that. His bright pearl-gray eyes seemed to watch everything at once. Soft amber stripes ran through his feathers. He always knew where the next piece was going. His hands were busy working on the current one. "Eyes ahead, hands following," Look often said. This was a huge deal. Look taught a skill called the cross-method look-ahead coordinator. It was the secret Cuban craft of eyes ahead, hands following. You could think of it as a super skill. It worked with every single method. Layer, cross, block, edge, and pair each taught a different way to solve the cube. But Look's special skill helped you master all of them. Most cubers got stuck in the same place. They would pause between steps. Their hands would just stop moving. Their eyes would frantically search for the next piece. Those pauses wasted precious seconds. But pro speed cubers never paused. Their eyes were always scanning for the next set of pieces. Their hands kept twisting and turning on the current move. Their hands simply followed what their eyes had already found. Look's craft was this exact trick. It was like having two brains working at once. One brain told your hands what to do right now. The other brain told your eyes where to go next. One day, a cuber named Leo let out a frustrated groan. Clack! His cube hit the table. He was good at the CFOP method, usually solving it in about 18 seconds. But he was stuck there. He just couldn't get any faster. Look floated silently over and tilted his head. "You're pausing," the small owl said in a soft voice, "between your F2L pairs." F2L is when you solve the first two layers together. Leo scowled at his cube. "Am I really?" "Yes," Look chirped. "Your hands finish a move, and then they just stop. They wait for your eyes to find the next pieces. That's your bottleneck. It's what's slowing you down." Leo picked up his cube again. He focused hard, finishing one F2L pair. Then, just as Look said, his hands froze midair. His eyes darted around the cube, desperately searching for the next pair of pieces. "See," Look said kindly, "your hands are just waiting for instructions." "So what do I do?" Leo asked. He felt a little hopeless. "Try this drill," Look suggested. "Start solving your first pair of pieces. But while your hands are doing that, your eyes must already be scanning. Find the second pair. Know exactly where it is before your hands even finish the first move." Leo tried it. It felt incredibly clumsy. His eyes felt like they were fighting his hands. His fingers fumbled, messing up the first pair completely. His eyes got lost in the colors. He dropped the cube twice. "This is impossible," Leo groaned. "It is hard at first," Look agreed. "Your eyes and hands are out of sync. They're used to working on the same thing at the same time. Right now, one is always waiting for the other." Leo picked up the cube and tried again and again. He must have tried 10 times. Each time, he forced himself to focus. His hands worked on one thing, his eyes searched for the next. Slowly, something started to click. His eyes began to track ahead of his fingers. It felt more natural. His hands moved in a smooth, continuous flow. They followed the path his eyes had already cleared. Leo glanced at the timer. He'd been stuck at 18 seconds for weeks. He took a deep breath and started a timed solve. His hands moved smoothly. His eyes zipped around the cube, one step ahead. He slammed the cube down and looked at the timer. 16 seconds. He gasped. He tried again. 15 seconds. By the end of the week, Leo was consistently solving the cube in 14 seconds. He felt like a champion. "Look ahead is a meta skill," Look explained later. "That means it's a skill that helps all your other skills." Leo nodded, understanding. "Like a super skill?" "Exactly," Look said. "It works for the pairs in CFOP. It works for the blocks in the room method. It works for any method. Every single one has a what's next to find. This skill just helps you find it without stopping. Just then, Cubix, the mentor, walked by. He gave Leo an encouraging smile, then nodded at Look. "You complete the set, Look," Cubix said quietly. "You close the cast." Look nodded, gathering his thoughts to explain. "There are six of us in the dojo," he began. "Layer teaches her method patiently, starting from the bottom up.
Cross shows the four big stages on his road. Block teaches you to build solid blocks, not flimsy crosses. Edge always says to orient the edges first. That makes the rest easier. And Pear teaches that small cubes need simple, fast methods. And then there's me," Look finished. "I teach eyes ahead, hands following. It's the super skill that ties all the other methods together." Look glanced at the other teachers in the dojo. "Together, we are the Cube Sensei cast. We take care of all the different methods. We don't believe one way is the best. Every cuber has a different kind of mind. They will like different methods. The cube is always the same, but the road you take to solve it is yours to choose. We just walk alongside you. We try to make every method easy to understand. We help you practice patiently."
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Look. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.